talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday, November the 6th, 2020, 13 minutes past the hour, and you are tuned in to the Exchange Club in this election week that will not end, and still will not end, and we still stand at 253 electoral votes for Joe Biden, 214 for Donald Trump at this particular point, and states still out, Pennsylvania, Georgia, what else do we have, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Alaska, and North Carolina. Now remember, we're not going to hear anything from North Carolina until I believe the 12th is when they will count the remaining 5% of their vote. So that's not going to change for quite a while. But here we are on a Friday. And it's interesting because we're close to the holiday season, as we talked about last hour with Thunderbolt Patterson. Everything's right around the corner. Things are happening that are positive, I think, in people's lives. So hopefully, once this whole political mess is over, we'll just be able to put this all behind us and move forward. That is the positive. Once this is all over, it will really not seem like such a big deal. I've noticed that about all the presidential elections I've seen in my lifetime. You know, they seem like a big deal at the time because there's such a big lead up. Such a big lead up to them. And then you have them. And then especially with this one, it goes on for days and days and days and days, and lawyers and press conferences and everything that we have seen in the last few days, and hopefully by the time all the smoke settles on all this, we'll all be clear and we'll all be able to go back to regular life, and everything will be hunky-dory as it always has been. But that being said, we're a quarter after the hour here on this getaway Friday, and we're still working here on our leftover Halloween family feud questions. Now, here's where we are. The Family Feud category is name a popular female movie-inspired costume. This is our Halloween leftovers. Name a female, a popular female movie-inspired costume. Now, we've got Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Superwoman, The Wicked Witch of the West, and Batgirl. There are 17 of these, so there are a bunch that we do not have. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so we still have 10 left to go. Is anybody going to be able to get those 10? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are waiting for the remaining 10 answers here in the category name a popular female movie inspired costume. A favorite female movie inspired costume. 740-383-9944. We've got Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Dorothy, Superwoman, Wicked Witch of the West, and Batgirl. What are the 10 we're missing? A famous female movie-inspired costume. Anybody out there with the correct answer at this particular point? Well, we have a phone call coming in here. So that's what we will go and see. Go ahead, caller.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. You know, Mary Poppins is a good guest here. Let me take a look on the list. No Mary Poppins, unfortunately, but a good guess.
Okay.
No Mary Poppins on the list, but a good guess. Name a popular female movie-inspired costume. A popular female movie-inspired costume. 740-383-9944. Again, that's 740-383-9944. A popular female movie-inspired costume. And again, we've got Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Superwoman, The Wicked Witch of the West, and Batgirl. Still, 10 answers remain on the big board. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Snow White.
Snow White. Let's see here. Is Snow White on the list? I do not see Snow White.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Snow White does not make the list today. Again, popular female movie-inspired costume. We've got about 40 minutes left in the program today and 10 answers left on the list. Popular female movie-inspired costume. Now, Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Superwoman, Wicked Witch of the West, and Batgirl have all been taken. What are the remaining 10? 740-383-9944. The remaining 10 answers. In the Halloween Family Feud category, name a popular female movie inspired costume. Does anybody know what it would be? You know, there are some real people in this list. There are some people from television on this list. Some people from the movies on this list. A lot of people on the list. Let's just say that. Go ahead, caller.
Mermaid.
Who's that?
Mermaids. You know, the fish in the ocean.
Oh, yes.
The woman.
Yes, mermaids. Let me see here if the mermaid is on the list. No mermaid, but a good guess.
Okay.
Mermaid does not make the list today. Mermaid's a good guess. 740-383-9944. We're looking for popular female-inspired movie costumes. Popular female-inspired movie costumes. 10 left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Superwoman, The Wicked Witch of the West, and Batgirl have all been taken. But who has not been taken? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what about Belle from the Beauty and the Beast?
Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Let's see here. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
No Belle from Beauty and the Beast. But as I've said, there are some real people on here. There are some storybook characters on here. Some movie characters, all kinds of people. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if you call in and the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. Remember, Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Superwoman, The Wicked Witch of the West, and Batgirl have all been taken. So, we are basically, at this point, looking for the remaining 10 in the 38 minutes we have left in this program. The remaining 10 answers. And again, some are from television shows, some are from books, some are from movies. A lot of popular characters here. Some are real people. There's a real person on this list. How about that? Who would those characters be? A popular female movie-inspired costume. 740-383-9944. 10 answers remain on the list today. The Big 10. Does anybody know the answers? 740-383-9944. 23 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. And I'll tell you, it is a Getaway Friday. Last weekend was so busy, so overwhelming with Halloween and the time change and the anniversary of President Harding's election last Monday and the election coming up. Busy weekend last weekend. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I got two for you.
Sure.
Pocahontas and Snow White.
Pocahontas and Snow White. Let me see here. Neither one make the list.
What?
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine that. Well, I got another person once. She says, what is it?
Queen of England.
The Queen of England. Let's see here. The Queen of England does not make the list.
He said it did not make the list either. Wow. Wow. See, y'all got a hard list over there.
Keep trying. We got 10 more answers.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've still got 10 answers on the big list today. We want to know what the answers are. And the category, now remember the category. The category is name a popular female movie-inspired costume. A popular female movie-inspired costume. That's what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. Now remember, on the list already, Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Superwoman, The Wicked Witch of the West, and Batgirl. But there are still 10 answers that can be had on this Getaway Friday. Now remember, again, there are real people on this list. There are movie people, famous characters in movies. There are famous people in storybooks on this list. Go ahead, caller.
You got Elsa from Frozen.
Elsa from Frozen, you know, certainly.
And Anna.
And Anna. You know, I don't see Elsa or Anna.
Well, I don't know what they're watching.
Well, they're watching. Think, who would a real person, if you could think of a real person who's very popular in history, who really lived, well, what costume would that be?
Okay, so we need to go with a real person. Okay.
Yeah, there is one real person on here, but there are also a lot of people from movies, a lot of movies. Very
well,
popular.
A lot of people that went with Tyler Perry and Madea.
You know, that's not on the... I don't know if that was a... Was that a popular costume?
Yeah. He did movies, a lot of movies. You know who Tyler Perry is.
Right. Well, I think I know he did a lot of... But was that a costume that people wore? Other people wore?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's... I think what they're kind of looking for here is what, like, kids or adults would wear, who they would dress up as.
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking. You know, like, a lot of them dress up as Elsa. A lot of kids dress up as Elsa because she was a Disney character.
You know, I will say that there are some Disney characters on this list. As I look down the list, there are...
You got Minnie Mouse?
No Minnie Mouse, but there are three more. There have been some already, like Cinderella, but there are three more Disney characters on this list.
I did. He said Snow White's not on there.
No, Snow White is not on there. Cinderella was...
And she's the Princess and the Frog.
No Princess and the Frog, but there are three Disney characters still on the list.
Okay, I'm going to think about it.
Think about it. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Three Disney characters still on the list. right along with there is a real person on this list, and a lot of characters that were in movies or on television series that are on this list. Go ahead, caller.
How about Princess Diana?
Princess Diana. Let's see here. Princess Diana, not on the list.
How about Alice in Wonderland?
Alice in Wonderland is number 6 on the list. That was one of those Disney characters.
Yeah, I'm going over my tapes to see what I had. I had movies on Princess Diana through Disney, and I just wonder if she had been on there, you know.
Yep. Alice in Wonderland is. Now, there are two more, I'm sure, Disney characters on this list.
Yeah, because I have a whole shelf of them. It's never been opened.
Yeah, I tell you, those are such good movies.
Yeah.
Such good movies. But, yeah.
All right, then, Scott.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, telephone lines are open. There was one of them, Alice in Wonderland, number 6 on the list. Now, remember, these are female movie-inspired characters. That's what we're looking for, female movie-inspired characters. 740-383-9944. Again, there's a real person here. Two more Disney characters to go. Who else do we have? We have people from movies, popular movies. There are those people. There are some from popular television series. And there are some that just... Well, there's one from a movie. And the movie is actually named after this person. I don't know how popular this movie was, though, to be honest. I mean, I've heard of this movie. But I don't know, really, popularity-wise, how big the movie was. Kind of hard to say. Let's go to the phones and see what we can find out here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I've got a bride. The corpse bride.
The corpse bride. I do not see the corpse bride.
Harley Quinn.
No.
Cruella DeVille.
That's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, well, gee whiz, this is the one I thought of.
I know. There are still two Disney characters left. Keep guessing. Now, there's a Disney character. I'll tell you about the two Disney characters that are left. One of them is a fairly current Disney character. I don't think that this character is still... It was portrayed by a real person. I don't think she's still portraying this character. But this character was a Disney character. And it was portrayed by a real person. So that's one of the Disney characters that's left on the list. And the other Disney character is in a movie that's not named for them. The movie is not named for this character, but this is a very popular character in a very popular Disney movie. Probably one of the most popular Disney movies of all time. Maybe one of the oldest Disney movies of all time, to be honest with you. So, what do you got here? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any answers? Give us a call. 740-383-9944. We would love to know the answers. All right. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell, that is one of them. Number 12 on the list.
She's number 12.
You got it.
Okay, let's try Bride of Frankenstein also. Might as well try her.
Bride of Frankenstein is number 14.
All right, got two.
Now okay. You're getting them. Knocking them off.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, got two of them there, Tinkerbell and the Bride of Frankenstein. Now, Tinkerbell, to me, was the character in the movie that was not named for Tinkerbell. Obviously, that was Pinocchio, so that's your Disney character there. There's still one more Disney character, though. And again, this Disney character I don't think is still around, but it was portrayed by a real person. It was not a cartoon, but it was a Disney character. That's still on the list. And then the Bride of Frankenstein was the one who was named for the movie. Go ahead, caller.
Anybody say Sleeping Beauty?
Nobody. That's not on the list, but a good guess.
Alrighty.
Thank you. No Sleeping Beauty on the list today. We're looking for popular female movie-inspired costumes. 28 minutes left in the program today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland, Superwoman, The Wicked Witch of the West, Tinkerbell, The Bride of Frankenstein, and Batgirl. But there are still, how many left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers out of the 17. We've got 10 of them, but there are still 7 answers left. Now, we have not gotten the real person yet. The real person has not been named. There's only one real person on the list that actually lived. This person is no longer with us, but a very popular person. Then we've got some movie characters. Then we've got some television characters that would be Halloween themed. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a popular female movie inspired costume. This is where we're living right now. Here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. 26 minutes left in the broadcast and 7 answers left to go. Now, is anybody going to get this final Disney character? Now, remember, this is a Disney character who is a was portrayed by a real person. It was portrayed by a real person. I don't think she's doing it anymore. It obviously was a female. But who was that? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I got 2 for you.
Okay.
Mary Poppins.
No Mary Poppins.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe was the living person. Number 4 on the list.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Marilyn Monroe was the one living person on the list. So Marilyn Monroe has now been scratched off. So we're down to 6. 6 and 25 minutes left in the program. Marilyn Monroe was the living person. So now we're down to one Disney character and some movie and television characters. Go ahead, caller.
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, number 15 on the list. You've got it.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. Cleopatra did make the list at number 15. So there's one of those movie characters. Cleopatra. All right. I guess that takes us down to 5 here. So what we have left, we still have that one Disney character that was portrayed by a real person. I don't think this person portrays them anymore, but at one time it was portrayed by a real person. And we also have movie characters, television characters. Go ahead, caller.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
No Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Seen on the list.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast does not make this particular list. So, we've got the one. Now, remember, the only Disney character left on this list was a living person. A living person who portrayed a character. That's the one Disney character we have left on the list. They don't portray them anymore, but that's who it is. Now, the other ones, we have, there's one movie character I see. There's a television character. There's another movie, so 2 movie characters, and then 2 TV characters. So, in the answers we've got left, we've got 2 television characters, we've got 2 movie characters, and we've got that one Disney character that was portrayed by a real person but I don't think they portray that character anymore. Does anybody know who it is? 740-383-9934. 740-383-9944. Does anybody got the final? I guess it'd be the final five we're down to here. Five answers left. Are we going to get the final five before 1 o'clock? We've got about 22 minutes. 22? Yeah, about down to 22 minutes here in the program. Are we going to be able to overcome this today? 740-383-9944. Today we're talking in the language of female movie-inspired costumes. Female movie-inspired costumes. Now, are they going to win today? Or are we going to win today and get all of these answers? I hope we do. I'd like to see us get these answers. It's fascinating. 740-383-9944. All right. What do we got? Still here. We've got the movie characters, the television characters, and that one Disney character left. Go ahead, caller.
What about Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians?
No Cruella de Vil. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Cruella de Vil does not make the list. Now, the only Disney character that we still have on the list, it was a real person, but, well, it was a character portrayed by a real person. But I don't think this person portrays that character anymore. So, that's that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we are on the air, WWGH Radio, a big, big Friday. And what a big Friday it is. We're having a lot of fun here with our game of Family Feud. Again, remember, name a popular female movie-inspired costume. A popular female movie-inspired costume. 20 minutes left to go exactly. 20 minutes left to go exactly. And you know, I'm looking at this television right now, and this guy is in Phoenix, Arizona, and there are protesters all over the place in Phoenix, Arizona, with their Trump 2020 flags and, well, I don't know what that all means, but tensions mount as this election looks like it is in the final stages here in 2020. But that's the way it goes. Such is life. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I just got in. I just got started listening to radio. Did anybody say Snow White?
You know, we've had that, but it's okay. Not on the list.
Thank you, sir.
Thank Bye. You. Bye-bye. I'll run down these again. What we have, name a popular female movie-inspired costume. We've got Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Marilyn Monroe, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland, Superwoman, The Wicked Witch of the West, Tinkerbell, The Bride of Frankenstein, Cleopatra, and Batgirl. Those are the ones that we do have. Now, we have five left. Now, what I will tell you is, two of these are movie characters. Two of these are famous female movie characters. Two of these are famous TV movie characters, famous TV characters. Two famous TV characters, two famous movie characters, and one was a Disney star who was a real person, but portraying a character. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say Little Orphan Annie?
Nobody did. Not on the list, though.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. No Little Orphan Annie on the list today. Two movie characters, two television characters, and that one Disney character that is a fake person but was played by a real person. But they're not playing him anymore. I think this program is no longer on the air, but it was a very popular Disney program for quite a while. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to have the answer here. Are we going to get it? Is the question. Are we going to get the answer? 740-383-9944. With 17 minutes left in the program today. Go ahead, caller.
Does anybody guess Cleopatra?
Cleopatra, number 15 on the list.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Cleopatra ends up on the list at number 15. All right. Cleopatra's there. We've got about 16 minutes. We had 17 answers altogether here, and we're down to the final five. All right. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
And what about Shirley Temple?
Shirley Temple, not on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No Shirley Temple on the list today. All right. Remember, two movie characters, two television characters, and a Disney character that was a real person. A real person portrayed this character. It was not a cartoon, I don't think. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to take a shot at this. I think she was Disney, because I think she was on the Disney Channel or one of them channels. Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, number 10 on the list.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, Hannah Montana cleans up our Disney characters today. So now we've got all our Disney characters. So now we're down to four. Four answers left and 16 minutes left to go. Okay, we've got two famous movie characters and two famous television characters. They are not real people. They were characters. Does anybody know who they were? Famous female movie-inspired costumes is what we're looking for here. Two famous movie characters, two famous television characters. Who would they be? They have to be women. 740-383-9944. Now remember, we've got Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Cinderella, Marilyn Monroe, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland, Superwoman, Hannah Montana, The Wicked Witch of the West, Tinkerbell, The Bride of Frankenstein, Cleopatra, and Batgirl. But we've still got four left on the list. Two from the movies, two from television. And let me say this. None of these characters, the television or the movie characters, it's not been in the last 40 years, 35 years. They're pretty old. One is a very old movie. Both of the television shows are very old. I'll give you this hint. One of the television shows was in black and white. So that's how old it is. One of these television shows was in black and white, the character. One of these movies dates back, I think, to the... I'm going to say the 30s or the 40s this movie was made. And the other movie, I think, was made in the 70s or 80s. So it's a fairly recent movie. In the modern age. But both of the television... I'll tell you this. Both of the television characters pretty much come out of the 60s. 1960s. Now, one was a black and white show. The other was a black and white show. And then it became a color show. at one point. So it was black and white half the time and color half the time. So we've got two television characters and two movie characters. Is anybody going to venture at these characters with a little over 12 minutes left to go? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The Adams family. What's her name? Morticia.
Morticia Adams, number 8 on the list.
Yep, she was on there. That was the black and white one.
That was the black and white one. You got it.
Okay, can I say Betty Boop also?
Betty Boop. No Betty Boop, though. Betty Boop does not make the list, but Morticia Adams from the Adams family did make the list. That's the black and white television series character. So we've got one television series character left on the list. Now, this television series was also from the 1960s. And part of it was in color. Part of it was in black and white. It went both ways. I believe it started out in black and white, and by the time it wrapped up, it was a color television series. But it's a famous television character. Now, we still have the two famous movie characters, female movie characters. Now, again, one of the movies is a very old movie, but it's a popular movie. Everybody knows the title of it. Very, very, very popular movie. I think was made in the 30s or the 40s. And then the other movie, I think was made in the 70s or the 80s, but it was also a very popular movie. And both of these female characters in these movies were pretty well the stars of the movies. I mean, they had male counterparts in both of the movies, but they were the lead female characters, without a doubt. And as we turn our attention here, what a day it is, because the presidential election of 2020 is rolling right along. Day number 3 here. Right now, what we know, Joe Biden has 253 electoral votes. President Trump has 214. But overnight, everything swung as Pennsylvania now, right now, is leaning toward Joe Biden, with 95% of the vote in. Georgia now leaning toward Joe Biden with 99% of the vote in. Arizona leaning Joe Biden. Nevada leaning Joe Biden. Joe Biden only needs 17 more votes and he's the president. We turn to my pal for the final 10 minutes today of this program for his thoughts on this. We've wanted to hear him. He is one of the best broadcasters in the business, known for his voice, but he can interview. He can give analysis. He keeps track of everything going on in the world, and boy, we've wanted to hear from him on this subject. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing well. I love your intros, man. They're always so phenomenal, and God, thank you. Hey, man, it looks like you know what? I just left the television set. I have to tell you, and it does look like it's neck and neck all the way around the board. However, it looks like a Biden victory. But God forbid, I don't know whether Trump's going to pull out a gun and shoot Biden or what. But
well, I tell you, Ted, what do you make of this, that the state of Georgia is now leaning toward Joe Biden?
You say 95% of Georgia's in already?
99%.
Oh, man, okay, that's what they were really hoping on in the Kamala Harris-Biden ticket.
You know, Georgia is not a state that typically goes for the Democrat.
I know it, but they were hoping that Fulton County area, that Atlanta, you know, that immediate area, you know?
It certainly did turn out for them, but here we are, Pennsylvania, that has been the battleground, and as of about 8:30 this morning, it now leans toward Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a dear friend of mine who is on the opposite of that ticket there, and I don't want to create no big havoc in the car, but, you know, Biden has a plan. That's all I can say. In most of the situations, what is it called? He said he's a puppet, but here, hold on. Here's a view into politics from my friend David Jones.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Joe Biden does not have a plan. He's a puppet because the Democratic Party of right now is not the Democratic Party it was 20 or 30 years ago.
Why do you?
It's been taken over by socialists and Marxists.
Why do you think that Joe Biden looks like he's going to pull this out over President Trump?
Well, hopefully that'll come out in the next several days. I know Trump's got litigation out, but when all of a sudden 100,000 votes were found in one of the states, I forget exactly which one, like 3 in the morning, they found 100,000 votes, and not a single one of them was for Trump. They were all for Biden. That looks awful shady. And one of the states, there were votes counted from people that are deceased. I mean, how fair is that?
Well, you know, I listened to the president's press conference yesterday, and two questions I would have about that is, if people could fix elections like it's being said, why didn't they fix the first one for Hillary?
Well, they tried to. All that, the accusations of all the Russia collusion for Trump, all the evidence came back and pointed that Hillary was behind all that.
Right, but
the Steele dossier and all that, that's why the impeachment, Scott, that's why it failed. They had no evidence against them that was impeachable. All the evidence came back that Hillary was behind that.
I guess what I would say is, I guess what is confusing me at this particular time is they're talking about the mail-in votes in Pennsylvania and Michigan, but Ohio, we had nearly 50% of our people mailed in votes, and nobody's sending lawyers here. Now, is that because Trump won this state? If that's a flawed system like he said it was, we had almost 50% of our people voted mail-in. Should we be looking at our votes again to see if maybe Biden really won Ohio?
I don't know. I do know I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was talking to a coworker who physically went to the Board of Elections location on Morse Road, and he said it was very, very interesting because people that were evidently identified, people that were holding, like, you know, Trump banners and Trump signs that were evidently pro-Trump, and this came straight from a guy who was there watching it. They were being handed Sharpies, while people that seemed to be pro-Biden were being handed regular pens. And when you went inside, the actual ticket at the top said, "Do not use a Sharpie."
Well, I would have to say this. Was there any chance, under any circumstance, that Donald Trump could have lost this election?
Well, sure. I mean, as Ted said, I'm pro Trump, but here's the thing: what a lot of people are not seeing, Scott, this election was about something way bigger than Donald Trump and Joe Biden, because the Biden agenda, if you listen to what he and Kamala Harris were saying, they want to totally stack the Supreme Court. They want to do away with fracking, which will eliminate a lot of jobs, and it'll make the prices of gas just soar to possibly double what they are now. They want to get rid of the whole Electoral College. They want to totally, they're going to raise taxes considerably. They're going to totally change and take away all the freedoms that our founding fathers has created this country to have.
Well, I guess what I would, I'm just wondering is that, like I said, is there any circumstance under which people who voted for Trump would believe that he would have lost? Because I guess what I don't understand is every state had mail-in balloting, and nobody is sending lawyers. Only lawyers are going to states where Trump lost. They're not going to straight states that he won. That doesn't seem exactly right to me.
I voted for Trump, and I was a Trump supporter, but it was, for me, it was something about much bigger than Donald Trump.
Well, I understand. I understand, but issues. I understand.
And I would have no problem with Trump losing if somehow there was evidence that it was a straight, clear, honest election.
Now, Ted, I want to ask Ted a question here, because we've only got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Ted, was there any chance on God's green earth that Donald Trump was going to lose this election in his eyes?
No, I tell you what, I know he is remaining. I mean, he's trying to say that, the other night when he said that if the votes were legal, or legitimate, he would win unanimously. But since there's some, the man has lost his mind.
Well, that's
personally speaking.
Well, that's one of the I mean, isn't it a little hypocritical that he's only every state had mail-in balloting? Why aren't lawyers, if he really believes the mail-in balloting was fake, why isn't he sending lawyers to every state?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I'm not really sure what is going to happen here, because, you know, whether people like it or not, if Biden wins Pennsylvania, which they probably will call today, he will be the president-elect. What do you think is going to happen? Are we going to have people protesting, rioting?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And, man, you know, people are really, really fearful of that aspect of the outcome altogether. I've heard people say, oh, my goodness, you know, they're going to, like, once they announce the winner, people are going to, like, you know, hide or stay sheltered up or something.
What do you think gave Joe Biden the edge in this election?
He sounded like he had a plan. He wasn't finger-pointing nothing. And, well, they would like to believe corruption, but no. Well, I don't care about all that. He has a plan. He's been our vice president for 8 years, and nothing has been allegated in okay, well, nobody never proved. Just like, show us the proof. There's no proof of it at all. Okay, his son's laptop. That has nothing to do with the man himself.
Well, we should say that Trump has sent lawyers to Georgia and Michigan, and they've already been thrown out of court because they're not showing any proof.
Right, exactly.
So
I look for an overall win for Biden. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, what do you make of the Republican Party this morning saying that, okay, we want legitimacy in this election, but show us this proof, President Trump. Yeah, we want to see your proof.
They've washed their hands of all the allegations he's made. They don't want no part of it.
What do you make of that press conference yesterday? Everybody's saying that was one of the weirdest press conferences they've ever seen. Trump did seem a little subdued, kind of tired, and was reading off a piece of paper.
Well, I tell you, it's just all, you know, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm 64 years old, soon to be 64, and I have never... history of voting. You see, my parents were Jehovah's Witnesses, and so I never voted up until after my military stint in 1978. And to make a long story short, again, Scott, I just don't like the political process that's going down now, because it seems like how you doing, man? Yeah. Man, I can't put a finger on it, but it's not going to be the brightest outcome for most people, what most people think. Kamala Harris and Biden is the ticket. That's all I want to say for me. I'm not trying to persuade anybody else's thoughts about that, but I think I would like to see democracy put back together in a nutshell.
Final question, Ted. Because we're getting close to the end of this election, how would you describe how President Trump is handling what could be a defeat?
He's throwing a tantrum like if he did win, I would like to see how he withdraws from the states that he's alleging that have had false ballots and all of those things. I want to see how he doesn't want to leave. They may have to pull him out.
And what a drama that might be. I just hope that maybe we'll get a little peace once this thing is over.
I hope so too, Scott.
Ted?
America can go back to how we once remembered and knew it.
You're always a pleasure to talk to, Ted, and I will see you soon. Stay well.
Thank you, sir.
The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, one of the best. We're done for the day. Well, I'll be back 8 to 10 tonight. Stay tuned.
Scott.
Is everything physically still okay?
As far as I know.
Have you ever had any kind of health problem in your life?
What are you, a doctor? I thought you wanted to interview me about Ernie Borgnine.
Where were we?
And now you keep asking me all these... It's a good thing.